This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Scientists won the Nobel Prize for discovering why our body's immune system does not destroy our bodies themselves. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for 2025 has been awarded for discoveries that explain how the immune system attacks hostile infections, but not the body's own cells. The Nobel Prize was awarded to Japan's Shimon Sakaguchi and U.S. researchers Mary Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell, who discovered security guards that eliminate parts of the immune system that could attack the body. Their work is being used to develop new treatments for autoimmune diseases and cancer. The trio's research is critical to understanding how the immune system uses white blood cells that look for signs of infection, even viruses and bacteria that it has never met before. The cells use sensors called receptors that are made randomly in a quadrillion different combinations that give the immune systems the capability to attack a wide variety of invaders, but the randomness of the process inevitably makes white blood cells that can attack our own bodies. Scientists already knew that some of these problematic white blood cells were destroyed in the thymus, where white blood cells mature. The Nobel Prize this year goes to the discovery of regulatory T cells, known as the immune system's security guards, which travel the body to disarm any other immune cells attacking the body. This process fails in autoimmune diseases like type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Mary Brunkow from the Institute for Systems Biology in Seattle and Fred Ramsdell, now at Sonoma Biotherapeutics in San Francisco, were exploring an inherited autoimmune disease in mice and people that led to the discovery of the genes important for how regulatory T cells function. The winners share a monetary prize worth 11 million Swedish kroner, or about $1.2 million. When the Nobel Prize for Medicine was announced, most winners were reached by telephone, but one was most decidedly out of reach in Yellowstone National Park. The world was looking for Fred Ramsdell after he won the Nobel Prize for figuring out how the body's immune system avoids attacking its own cells. But Ramsdell was so far off the grid in the wilds of Yellowstone that even the employees at his company, Sonoma Biotherapeutics, couldn't reach him. Instead, they were telling everyone, "Hey, sorry, he's out there living his best life, off the grid, in the wilderness, in the mountains, 8,000 feet above sea level." Ramsdell didn't find out anything was afoot until he was headed out of Yellowstone into Montana for the last night of a 3.5-week backpacking vacation. He and his wife had stopped briefly, and Ramsdell was walking their dogs, according to an interview with the Nobel Prize Committee, while his wife was checking cell phone messages. Suddenly, Ramsdell heard his wife inside their car yelling out, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" Ramsdell's first thought was that it was a grizzly bear his wife was yelling about, not Nobel Prizes. They had just seen all manner of wildlife on their way through the park, moose, antelope, and elk, and this was, after all, grizzly country. When he looked around, though, he didn't see any bears anywhere or any other reason for his wife to shriek. That left him puzzled. What on earth was his wife so excited about? She jumped out of the car, still excited, and said, "You won the Nobel Prize!" "I did not," he told her. "Yes, you did," she shot back. "I have 200 text messages that say you won the Nobel Prize." At that point, Ramsdell and his wife still had to drive at least another hour before they could get decent cell service and Wi-Fi to plug back in and start making phone calls about his once-in-a-lifetime Nobel Prize. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.